Despite the disappointments of 1997, the loyalty of diehard Indianapolis fans never wavered.
The fans really showed that they're with us even when things weren't going that well. And they also showed, I think, that they're knowledgeable fans because they saw a team that wasn't quitting. They saw a team with some good young players. We had a lot of comments from other owners and management coming into town, acknowledging how great the fans were even through such a difficult year.
Fittingly, the two largest RCA Dome crowds of the season were on hand for a pair of unforgettable upsets. The Colts were 0-10 when they faced the Super Bowl-bound Packers, but Marshall Faulk rushed for 116 yards, and Indianapolis came from behind three different times to shock the reigning world champions.
Sets up, looks, throws one over the middle of the field, picked off by Blackman, Robert at the 50-yard line, Blatterus at the face of Melzer, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown, Jason Melzer!
Justin waiting for the snap, takes the high snap, gives it off to Lamont Warren, he dies, touchdown, Lamont Warren!
After Green Bay tied the score at 38-38 with a little over 5 minutes remaining in the contest, number 85 Ken Dilger keyed a 73-yard drive. Dilger set up Kerry Blanchard's game-winning field goal as time expired. The Colts became the only team to ever beat defending cross-conference Super Bowl champions in three consecutive seasons. After three straight road games, the Colts returned to the Dome, where they staged a perfectly choreographed triumph over playoff-bound Miami. The Dolphins were held to a mere 183 yards of total offense as the Colts pitched their first home shutout in 10 years. Coming off a win against the Jets, the offense registered more than 400 total yards on the way to scoring five touchdowns.
Harbaugh to throw on first down, fires up, just caught by Faulk at the five, touchdown! Marshall Faulk takes it in! Harbaugh takes the snap, gives it to Faulk, trying to bounce it to the outside, cuts it back at the five, still driving down, and he has touchdown! Marshall Faulk! Harbaugh, back to throw, fires, it is caught by Dilger, touchdown! Kenny Dilger! Harbaugh again, drops straight back, they're going to throw it deep, Dilger is there, touchdown! Kenny Dilger! Harbaugh takes the snap, drops to throw, throws one over the middle, touchdown, Dilger!
The victory served as a reminder that this team is a vital part of the Indianapolis community, and the Colts are committed to increasing their presence as they make way for tomorrow.
When the people see the horseshoe or hear the Colts, I want them to think of greatness. I want them to think that there's a heart there that's beating behind what we do, that the Colts can be accessed by anyone in the community, and they're there to help and inspire through our performance on the field. We want to make sure that we impact this community like no NFL team has impacted a community before, and that's my commitment. Have consistency, and most importantly, we want to win a championship. We're not in this to be competitive. We're not in this to get close. Getting a championship, bringing the Lombardi Trophy to Indianapolis, that is the single focus of the franchise.